the implementing agencies working in a Palorinha refugee settlement are grappling with the challenges in the implementation of refugee activities in the area, hence affecting service delivery to the refugees. The partners have expressed concerns about the challenges that it may seriously affect service delivery if it is not taken into account. According to Julius Kibeti, LWF team leader, the lead agency of the implementing partners in the district, that some of the challenges have been presented to the concerned authorities, but it has not been attended to in Palorinha refugee settlement.
The issue of general gaps, which is still cutting across all of us, is issue of limited housing and staff accommodation. Still have our offices under the trees when we go to the settlement.
Bruhanga Godfrey, settlement commandant from the office of the Prime Minister, Palorinha refugee settlement acknowledged the challenges of staff accommodations at the institutional level and the floods in some of the areas where the refugees have been settled.
The problem of roads has been emphasized quite often, and the issue of infrastructure, and I think from the district it was also mentioned.
Haji Habibu Buga Kemis, Moyo District Local Government Vice Chairperson, says there is a need to give more support on health sector to improve service deliveries at the facilities, both in the camps and those integrated, to help the two communities.
We have seen the situation down there. As a chairman, I've been visiting all those health centers. We really have still problem of house. The constructions are not enough.
UNHCR country director in Uganda, Joel Botres, called for transparency in the implementation of projects to give right image to the donors on the funds meant to support the refugees through various projects.
The more transparent we are, the better we can report back to donors together and so on, the more it will dispel suspicion.
Some of the areas that also need special attention for improvement in the refugee settlement areas include roads, was inadequate infrastructure facilities in schools, and livelihoods.